Winter weather has hit a region stretching from the Great Lakes to the East Coast. More than 2 feet of snow has fallen on Michigan's Upper Peninsula and around Cleveland, Ohio. The storm has cut off electricity, caused several traffic deaths, and sent an airliner skidding off a runway. Winter weather is especially hard on the homeless. Commentator Christine Holmgren has these thoughts.
On cold winter nights, my mother used to tuck me in with these words. Think of all the children who sleep in the cold tonight, and remember to thank your guardian angel for your nice warm bed. The implication was clear. I was a lucky little girl in a world where many were not. To whom much has been given, much is expected. On nights when I went to sleep remembering the poor, I woke in the morning with a purpose. Others needed what I was willing to share. I would be generous. My little child-sized life had meaning. I wonder how many of us tell that message to our children. It seems that today our respect for the poor has diminished. At best, they are portrayed as too stupid to take care of themselves or their children. At worst, they are seen as pure evil. The demonizing of the unfortunate is unsettling to those of us who were raised with compassion. It breeds a cynicism that fuels deeper fears. The accumulation of wealth has always been our birthright as Americans. Our roots are in the puritanical work ethic. Do well, be blessed, get rich. But somehow along the way, our worship of material success has poisoned our national imagination. The plight of the poor no longer moves us. The only thing that seems to stir us is an interruption of our cash flow or the cancellation of a credit card. There has always been an unholy alliance between the worship of money and the demonizing of the poor. When the two marry, their offspring are discouragement and distrust. Better, I think, to revisit the old ways. And so, when my windows rattle with October's angry wind, I strain to remember my mother's quiet voice and pass her legacy to my children. I tell them, the poor are always with us. It is ironic good news. When they are older, perhaps they will understand.
Christine Holmgren is a Presbyterian minister in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from member station WCAL.